Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios as the Saints and the Cowboys prepare to get it on because they don't get along. That's your Thursday night NFL game. But keep it live. Here's what you do. You turn on your TV. You watch that game with the volume down. And then you listen to the Odd Couple for the next 2 hours because you don't want to miss out. We got Greg Jennings, the Renaissance man. Super Bowl champion, Mr. Universe, wonderful father, husband to his lovely wife. I mean, just a great guy. He'll join us.
What are you, his
at
flag
the bottom
now?
Of, he's my man. He's a good dude. You know that. You know he's a good dude.
I didn't say that. I'm just asking. You sound like a flack, so I'm just asking.
Flack?
Yeah, PR guy. Flack.
No,
that's
I'm just giving.
Him.
Well, I'm pumping him for this.
Segment.
This segment, yeah. So in that sense, I am PR.
I know we're going to talk about Antonio Brown right here, Chris.
Yep, we are. You got something else to bring up?
Yeah, just, no, just, I don't understand people. Obviously,
you talking about Antonio?
No, just people who run to his defense or the defense.
Oh, well, we going to get into it. Let me.
I'm trying to figure out.
Let's go ahead. I mean, look, for those that don't know, Antonio Brown suspended for 3 games because you remember a couple of weeks ago, the story came out that he had purchased a fake COVID vaccination card. Now, he denied it. His lawyer
his agent
denied
came
it.
Out. The agent came out.
The player, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers denied it, said it was legitimate. And the NFL did an investigation along with the Players Association, Rob. And the conclusion is that he indeed had a fake COVID vaccination card. Two other teammates, Mike Edwards and
Mike
John
Edwards.
Franklin III, are also suspended. So they're suspended for 3 games.
With no pay.
Go ahead and get to where you were.
What I don't understand is, like, there are rules and different stuff that goes on. And all I keep seeing is, well, what about Aaron Rodgers?
I know. I saw it too. It's ridiculous.
And some people I've seen, Chris, are credible people.
Really?
Who are on, yes.
Because I thought it was just like, you know, kind of knuckleheads out there on Twitter.
Nah, some credible people. I'm like, do you, like, there's a Players Association, there's protocol. Like, really? Like, there's something here that I just don't understand people to automatically go there. We know he lied. He was fined by the league. But, Chris, they said that his teammates all knew he wasn't vaccinated. Now
you're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
I am with you, Rob. We went off on Aaron Rodgers.
We went off, both of us. So we're not making any excuses.
We didn't defend Aaron Rodgers. In fact, I thought he should be suspended.
Right.
I think I said for at least one game, he should be suspended. But this is worse. Because at least to your point, Rob, Aaron Rodgers, his teammates knew that he was not vaccinated. All right. What he did was lie and mislead the public.
Yes.
And the media. Now, that's bad. We don't want to be lied to. But that's not the same as the people he's in contact with regularly.
Every day.
Yes, they knew. Now, I'm sure, and I think it came out, he did break some protocol with them. You know, he went
right,
to the
and that's
party.
Why he was fine.
He wasn't
no,
perfect,
definitely,
right. But there's a difference in lying to the media, which, let's face it, Rob, players and organizations do that.
Do it all
a lot.
The time.
Right. And lying to your teammates, which he didn't do. Antonio Brown, Rob. Apparently everybody except maybe these other two players in their organization thought he was vaccinated.
That's the point. That's the point, Chris. That's what I don't understand, the running to the defense of, dude, it's illegal, Chris. You know it's a felony?
It's could a be felony. A- It's a felony. It's only a 3-game suspension.
Yeah, it's a felony to get fake documentation. What people? What don't you understand?
Let me ask you this, Rock, because I don't know. I haven't seen a ton of. I've seen a little bit here and there. Are people making it a racial issue? Rodgers was not.
What's the difference? Aaron Rodgers lied too. That's what they say.
Stop it. ain't about race. I'm gonna be honest, Rob. I think Antonio Brown should be suspended for the rest of the season.
You said it. Chris,
Do you remember
the big suspension at the guy in hockey? I forgot his name. Remember we talked about it?
Wasn't it 21? Was it 21
days? He missed 21 games or something from the NHL. He did the same thing. He got a fake, a phony vaccination card. That's a felony. You can't do that.
Yeah, to make this a racial issue, every single thing is not a racial issue. Just stop it. Some people of all races, including African Americans, do some things wrong.
Right.
All right. A lot of times it is race. This ain't race. And you really hurt the real racial things or the real cases of racism when you go there with something like this. Antonio Brown has been making ridiculous decisions time after time, month after month, year after year. And Rob, I picked Tampa Bay to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I love them. He's a great player, and he would help him get to the Super Bowl. So I love to have my pick be right. But I think he should be out for the rest of the year. This is a felony.
Yes.
I mean, come on. This is not – no. And again, Aaron Rodgers, I called for him to be suspended, not for the rest of the season, but a game or two. But this is worse. Just like Aaron Rodgers did is worse than Kyrie.
Right.
Right? There's degrees to everything.
Exactly. Kyrie, again, he decided not to get it. Fine. Told the team he's not playing, right? Chris, you can't argue with that. He decided not to do it, and he's living with the consequences, right?
Yep.
Half pay, not playing with his team. Okay, fine. But you can't break the law. Hello? This is not the NFL law, Chris. They did their piece.
Absolutely.
This is law. It's a felony. And his agent got up there, Chris, this is a ridiculous report, all this other stuff. Go read the quotes from his agent.
Yep.
Ridiculous. You can't have people breaking the law at that level when they know what the consequences are.
No,
I just don't understand it.
I have much more respect for you if you just come out a la Kyrie Irving, a la Lamar Jackson, Kirk Cousins, right? Not vaccinated, Carson Wentz, whoever. And just say, it's a personal decision. I'm not getting vaccinated. Now, I may disagree with you. I do disagree with you. But you at least being honest and upfront and you're manning up and saying, look, this is what I'm doing. Shoot your shots at me if you want. Whatever happens, the consequences, I'm ready to take them. But Antonio Brown, I mean, according to the story, the original story that first broke all this, he just didn't want to go through the daily protocol.
Right.
I mean, he did. Apparently, there was some apprehension about what the vaccine might do to his body. But a lot of it, too, Robin, you know this. If you're not vaccinated, it's a lot more you have to go through every day, right?
And you've got to be tested all the time.
Yep.
It's a headache.
It's a hassle. Exactly. And he didn't want to go through that. So this is, man, come on. This is just bad. And I'm going to say this, Rob. And I think you might disagree. You think that the Buccaneers actually have some fault. I don't fault the Buccaneers. But I'm just looking at this like, what is going on, though, in the country to the point where, I think everybody who's vaccinated, it should be put into a computer and it should be easy for people to find if you're vaccinated. I think when I went to get my booster shot, my first vaccination, they didn't put me into a computer to my knowledge.
Right.
And it was Johnson & Johnson, so I think I was just getting some water put into my
shot.
Right. But they didn't put me into a computer to my knowledge. But my booster shot, they did have a computer there, and they're going through stuff, and I think I'm in a computer now.
Right.
we can't just trust these little freaking cards that you can probably, that anybody who's got any degree of technological savvy can probably duplicate. There's no watermark on these cards, right? Like a check.
Right.
So we, that, like, it should be simple to find out if Antonio Brown is vaccinated. And I'm not saying use it against people, but just so we know.
Here's why I'm down on the Bucks, Chris. There's 32 teams. Nobody else has been busted for this so far. I'm not saying that there aren't any other. And the Bucks have three on their squad. Three. You got to be doing a better due diligence. I don't know, Chris.
What should they do? I mean,
I don't know. Do you contact where they got the shot? Who's your doctor? Who's your physician? I don't know. It takes, you only got 53 guys. It's phone calls. We need your doctor's name or whoever administered the shot. Find out who that is. What day did you take the shot or whatever? It's a phone call. You get some people in an office, Chris, to make phone calls to verify. That's all I'm saying. It's a phone call. And if you have a doctor, it's easy.
Well, a lot of people just go into.
Well, but if you're a professional athlete, you got to have a doctor, is what I'm saying. Like, did your patient, and the doctor's not going to lie to you. I'm just saying a doctor or where you took the shot.
But aren't some people, you can get them at CVS, right?
Yeah, but I think there's some documentation.
But I don't know that there's doctors. Right, there should be. I mean, you're not, I don't think you're way off. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I just think overall it's bizarre.
But you remember the Bucks came out.
They were to find out who's vaccinated.
Right, but the Bucks came out. Oh, no, that's ridiculous. We did our, remember that?
We checked.
I mean, they went out.
I don't think they called it ridiculous, but I think they were like, look, we looked at the documentation. I bet you it looks just like everybody else's card.
But you knew there was some smoke here, Chris, because the other guy owed him, AB owed this guy money. And the guy couldn't get his money.
Chef, right? His former chef or something.
A former
like that.
Chef in L.A., I think, right? Was a chef.
Yeah.
And you know people, they know dirt, Chris. And if you do them wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what this is.
This is how we find out a lot of stuff.
AB didn't pay him the money. Yep. And now think about it, right? I think it was $10,000 he owed him?
Yep.
Rob G, correct us if we're wrong. Now you could have given the guy $10,000.
Thank you.
And now you're going to lose how much? How many hundreds of thousands?
Three game checks.
Tens of thousands, yeah.
Three game, way more than $10,000, Chris.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, look, like I said, I think he should be gone for the rest of the season. And, Rob, some of this is track record. But the bottom line is a felony. But, AB, I mean, come on, man. You're getting chance after chance because you could play football. But just do the right thing, man. Even if, like I said, just say, you know, I'm not getting vaccinated.
It's okay.
They would have let you play.
I just don't get
You're
it.
You're great. Right. So come on, man. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Maybe you're one of those out there who's on Twitter shouting to the high heavens, this is racism. Why is Aaron Rodgers not suspended? Call us up. 877-99 on Fox. Whether you agree or disagree, call us up. And give us your thoughts on Antonio Brown. Did he get too much of a punishment? Did he get too little of a punishment? Was it any worse than Aaron Rodgers and what he did or not? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It's a Chipmunks Christmas up here on the Odd Couple, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
You got your tree up yet at the house? Not yet?
Not yet, but soon. Probably next week we'll probably put it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
Me too. Next weekend I'll put it up. I like to get a live one. I like to smell a pine in the house. Yeah, not a big tree.
We used to get a live one
when the girls were little.
I think once they left the house, I think up until a couple years ago, we did buy a false one or fake one about 4 years ago. It is easier, I'll tell you that. But yeah, I used to always go out and get a real one. So I get you.
Let me say this real quick. I remember I was asking for the hockey player, Evander. Is that Evander Kane? Is that his name?
I'm not sure.
Evander Kane. And the other thing, Chris, is I saw a tweet from Sean in Sacramento, who works for public health for the state of California.
Okay.
And he sent me, this was a tweet out to all of us. It said, unlike other raggedy states, California actually does track vaccinations through a digital system. The problem is you have to self-attest through the public health website. And that these are facts coming from Sean, and he is a California.
So you mean public what, individuals can put it in themselves?
Yeah, I guess. But California tracks it. But that's not good enough. Because anybody can just fudge it.
Yeah, okay. We're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Rob G, you got something to add?
Yeah, before we get to these calls, our friend of the show, Albert Breer, tweeted out and reported for Sports Illustrated. The reason why Antonio Brown and the other two guys got caught with those fake vax cards is because they had them all set from the same county, which is an hour and a half north of where they all live.
So that's how they knew.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to fake it, maybe think that part through.
Well, but here's the thing. They would have gotten away with it if this guy wasn't upset with Antonio Brown.
Yep. If Antonio would have paid him the 10 grand now, he loses 3 game checks.
That could be to Rob's point that, you know, maybe the Buccaneers could have done more to find out, you know,
a little more due diligence.
Legitimate
card.
Yeah, yeah. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. We got time for a couple of calls. Your thoughts on Antonio Brown?
Hey, Monte in Chicago, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's up, my uncles, man? What's going on?
How you?
Good, bro. How are you?
Oh, man, living the dream. Hey, as far as Antonio Brown is concerned, it's not race, man, but it's his character, man. I've always had flaws. You know, I'm a big Green Bay Packer fan, and some of my buddies was like, oh, man, we need to sign Antonio Brown, you know, before he went to Tampa Bay. I was like, nah, I want no parts of it, man, because, you know, his track record, and it just shows. Now, look, I'm not a big, you know, I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan on the field, but Aaron's character, is, you know, the way he looked at folks, you know, but this is a different situation, and so.
This is breaking the law.
It's degrees to everything, and this is a higher degree.
This is a felony. Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, and people are looking at Aaron Rodgers sideways.
We said it.
Can we trust what he says? Can we believe him now? Right?
And like him getting that Jeopardy job. That ain't happening.
And like you guys, said, that Aaron lied to the public. This guy is he's going to work with his fellow boys, and not letting folks know about that. You know, that he's not vaccinated. Nah, man,
That ain't
so,
cool.
Hey, I'm not surprised, bro. Y'all take it easy.
All right, bro. Thanks, good Monte. Call. Appreciate it. How about Henry in Houston? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Henry?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
How you up?
I agree with the first caller. Antonio Brown is a bad character guy. If I was the Bucks and I agree with Chris, I'd cut this guy. I'm sick of his act. And two quick ones. Number one, this guy don't trust the vaccine, but yet almost froze his feet off doing some kind of
therapy.
And number two, I'm not surprised he faked the card. I'm just surprised that he actually paid for it.
Yeah, right.
Right. Well, it was only $500.
Exactly. He paid that, but he don't want to pay the $10,000 he owes the chef, allegedly. Let's squeeze in Thomas in Iowa real quick. Thomas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, man, we ever in Sioux City? Robbie, I know some place we can get some good wings at, man. Chris, it hurt me when you said you were a Michigan boy, man. I remember you telling me from Dowling, dude. You're going with Iowa, aren't you? You're going with Iowa, man.
No,
I
Chris
moved
is like
around a lot. Now, if Iowa wins Saturday,
you better believe.
Now, there we go, I'm talking about Des Moines and going to Dowling. Did you go to Elon? Don't tell me you went to Elon.
Yes, sir. That area. Yes, sir, man. That hurt, man. But hey, I want to say that, you know what? Rodgers, he fooled everyone. Everyone thought he was vaccinated, no matter what he said. But you know what? The NFL is about sending a message like they did with that post Ray Rice. COVID's going to be here for a while. I'm surprised they didn't send a message.
Nah, that's a good. And look, again, I thought it started with Rodgers. I thought he should have gotten at least one game. That would have sent a message. And then, you know, AD, I think he should be out for the rest of the season. Like,
well, you can't. And the other thing, too, is, again, there are harsher penalties that could come down if they want to prosecute Chris for a felony.
I guess it is possible, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a felony.
If they feel like taking it up, you know what I mean.
He should be happy it's only three games right now. All right, we got Greg Jennings coming up. We'll ask him about AB and more in a few moments. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Super Bowl champion got his own theme music. And it's the most, look, we have some
Greg
great theme songs.
Jamie.
You know, Shaft for Rod Woodson.
No, this is the best.
Yes, this is the best. Eddie House has his. This is the best. It's the most sultry, and it fits because, you know, this guy's a muscle man. He's Mr. Universe.
And it's Diana Ross. Come on.
The boss, yes. Our man, Greg Jennings. What's up, bro?
What's happening?
How are you?
All right, let's get – it's a lot to talk about,
yeah,
man.
Let's get right to it.
You know Antonio Brown personally. I think you know him pretty well. I think you've been a mentor to some degree to him. This latest thing, Greg, I actually think he should have been suspended for the rest of the season because I think he's misled his teammates. It's actually a felony what he's done. What's your feelings on this whole situation with the vax card and all that?
Yeah, this is just – it's tough, man. He deserves whatever comes with it, whatever the league deems to do. That's what he deserves. I mean, you can't condone these type of actions. And I think what is most bothersome to me when it comes to it, Antonio Brown, is you've been given chance after chance. And I think when the greatest player playing ball right now in this moment, possibly and arguably the greatest player of all time, and Tom Brady.
I just threw up in my mouth. Go ahead.
When he goes to bat for you, when he is in your corner, you can't let him down.
Right.
You can't do that. When you were out of the league and he finds a way to get you back in and get you a Super Bowl and has you back in the right lane, like you got to do everything the right way. And for him to do that, it is disrespectful to the time and the effort that Tom Brady put in because you lend your voice. You almost tell the team and individuals that, you know, I can vouch for this guy. I can vouch for him right now, and he just makes everyone look bad.
I don't know how, you know, recently or often you talk with AB, but in talking to him, I'm sure you try to give him some advice, things you got to do, you shouldn't do. Like, how does he respond? Like, when you're away and you see, man, AB did that, are you baffled because with you he's different or what?
Well, I haven't talked to AB in a while, but yeah, that's, I guess, you know, people have kind of two personalities at times, and I feel like around me, with me in conversation with AB, in the conversations that we have had, you don't see this. You don't get this vibe. But you kind of know that something else is there, and there's others in his ear, and he's kind of being pulled and torn. And you know, Chris, as a spiritual man, it's like you all you can do is pray for an individual like that and hope for the best, because ultimately he's going to make his decisions. He's going to lay in his own bed. He's going to make his bed. And I pretty much think this is it for Antonio Brown.
Man, it would have been so easy to say, I'm not vaccinated, I don't want to get vaccinated, and go through the protocol. That's all you have to do.
He didn't want to do the daily stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. But all you have to do is just be forthright. Just open your mouth and be honest. I'm not vaccinated. And I think there's a certain amount of respect that you have from your teammates and from even others. Cole Beasley. Nobody's bashing Cole Beasley.
Right.
Nobody's bashing these guys, because you have to respect their stance, whether you agree or not.
Right. No doubt. Greg, let me ask you about the Cowboys. I mean, how important is this? Chris really opened my eyes. I didn't realize that the Redskins had won 3 in a row and getting inching closer. The Cowboys have lost 3 or 4. There's no Kamara. Taysom Hill is starting. I mean, like, how important is it that they win tonight?
It is very important. This is a must-win for the Dallas Cowboys. All those things that you just mentioned, Chris talking about their conference, and slowly but surely the Washington football team is inching up. The Philadelphia Eagles are starting to improve. Even the Giants are starting to play a little bit better with more life. And so when you look at the Dallas Cowboys, they were at one point 3 weeks ago, they're at the top of the NFL ranks of one of the best teams, if not the best team in all of football. And now you've fallen back on your face. Are you going to show the resolve to bounce back? Are you built different than all the other Cowboys teams that we've seen over the past 25 plus years that haven't been able to break through? And this is a team that we've all thought, and they believe, is a team that is different. They have to prove a point tonight. Win against a team that is beat up, injured, badgered, back on defensive side, offensive side, across the board. This is a team. This is a game that they have to have.
Greg, you said it. I mean, you alluded to it. It just every year it seems like there's something goes wrong with the Cowboys. I mean, whatever the case, when you think they finally got it together and they're gonna be good, it might be an injury. It just might be poor play that you didn't see coming. Whatever the case, there always seems to be something with them. Do you think, I mean, we know how important culture is in an organization and a franchise. Do you think having an owner who talks so much to the media, basically like he's a head coach.
He's got his own radio show.
Yeah, I just feel like from the top down, the culture there has something to do with why they just can't ever seem to get it together. Do you think that's fair?
Absolutely. They get in their own way. And they is a large part of they is Jerry Jones. He kind of gets in the way. He kind of gets out front. He wants to be out front instead of letting things happen organically. And I think that's what gets the Cowboys in trouble. Jerry Jones talks so loud, so big, that the expectations every year, for whatever reason, we're like, okay, this has to be the year. I mean, Jerry believes he's going all in on Mike McCarthy. He's going all in on his roster. He's going all in on every player on his team. And so there's this belief, hard knocks, gets you to buy in and then start to pull at your heartstrings. And it's like, you know what? I think this is the team. I think this is the year. Right. And Jerry Jones, all the while, is always orchestrating the same way, playing the same tune. And when we think about when they were winning and when they had success, when it was meaningful success, that was kind of controlled. And it wasn't until he started doing that to where things started to change. And so if you want a different result, you better do something different.
Hey, yeah. Greg, we got a minute left. Tell me about Matthew Stafford and where he is. This was my big knock early on that I've watched this guy's entire career. He doesn't beat the good teams. He'll probably have four touchdowns against Jacksonville this week. But they've lost three in a row, and he's played poorly from the quarterback position. What do you make of Stafford where he is?
He has played poorly. And I think a large part of why he's played poorly is because of almost like recall, right? Like he once you start losing games, it's like the old you starts to – you start to pick up those bad habits. And he had some bad habits with the Detroit Lions when they would lose those games. He put it all on him. He started forcing throws. He started making errant throws, throws that it was like you don't need to do that right now. And when you haven't played on a team that is a good team and that can win as a team – you start to lean on your individual play and what used to work and what has worked in the past. But for Matthew Stafford as an individual, he's had individual success, if we want to call it that, but it hasn't equated to wins. And then I believe also Robert Woods being out is a bigger story than what anyone gives credit to. That team knows how important he is. I believe and have believed this for the last couple years. He's the most valuable player on that side of the ball.
Wow. All right, that's our man, Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion. We appreciate the knowledge, brother.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
Peace. I got a message for AD. Actions speak louder than words. Anthony Davis, AD. We'll get into that next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Cowboys Saints tied at zero right now, early in the or midway through the first quarter. All right, the Los Angeles Lakers right now off to a slow start for the season. Not a horrible start, but a slow start. They're the sixth seed in the West, 12-11. And LeBron James has missed half the season with injuries.
Amazing. Injuries.
Well, we did one game with COVID. Suspension. And we thought he'd be out longer. He will be back now. It turns out he had a false positive. Yes, with the COVID. He'll be back Friday when they play the Clippers. But before we knew he'd be back, Anthony Davis spoke with friend of the show, Chris Haynes of Yahoo. And he told Chris Haynes that he is working hard at becoming more of a leader, which I like to hear.
I don't know, Chris. I'm going to say this. Certain people are leaders and others aren't. I'm not saying you can't get better, but I don't know if you can work yourself into a leader.
Well, I think like
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, I know exactly.
I'm not saying that you can't improve on communicating with people and being better with, you know what I mean? But there's certain people that walk into a room and people know this guy – knows where he's going. I'm following him.
Right.
The other guy in the room, you're like, I'm not following that guy. What's going on?
He might say all the right things, but he just doesn't have that presence. Right. And that's true in a lot of things, Rob. I mean, it can be true in radio, television, politics. Somebody just, they just got it. They got it, right?
You know what? I remember when Bill Clinton came on the national scene from Arkansas, Chris. Right, who is this guy?
Yep.
He has charisma. He does.
Well, people felt that way about Obama, too. Remember the first time they saw him? Yeah.
Yep.
At the Democratic National Convention.
There's certain people that have that, and you're like, this guy got something going.
You know this, too, Rob, in our business, writing, I always say this. I say writing is a gift. Now, everyone can be taught to write grammatically correct.
Yeah.
Right. And things like that.
Right.
Without actually knowing
grammar,
how to really. Write something captivating, something compelling, something that draws in the reader. That's a gift. That's not just rote memory. Oh, this is how you spell correctly.
Right.
This is the right punctuation, things like that. So I agree with you. Now, I like that AD's trying to work at it, but you're right. He's not a natural born leader.
Right.
But I would say this. He has been more outspoken this year. He's called the team out. He's been transparent. He
said a lot of the right things. I watched the press conferences, Chris, after a lot of Laker games. And he does. He's thoughtful. He's thoughtful about what's going on. Much better than I have heard in years gone by. I agree with that. That he has worked on it. And when things aren't going right, he doesn't try to gloss it over. Like, we got to do better. We got to play better. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. I like to hear that. I'm with you.
Yep. But I think, though, Rob, with AD, it comes down to production on the floor. And I don't – look, he's averaging 24-10. And 2 blocks. So 51% from the floor. I know he's not hitting threes, but his overall field goal percentage is pretty good. So he's producing. He's that good of a player where he's going to put up numbers. But, Rob, I mean a willingness to play through aches and pains. I mean a willingness to do whatever it takes that night to get the W. And if that means you playing more inside – so be it. If that means you guarding a low post big who can score, so be it. If that means you eschewing the three-pointer that night because you're off, so be it. That's what I got to see from AD, Rob. I got to see him shaking off little injuries. That's what he did his first year in L.A., right? But that's what I want to see from him. That I don't look, you got LeBron, you've got Melo, you've got Rondo, you've got Dwight Howard. Not
all these
Dwight
old guys,
and all
right?
The guys are leaders, but yes, they're veterans. They can talk to the young players. They can talk in the locker room just like you. They don't need somebody to give them a rah-rah speech. What they need is for you to lead by example on the court, and not just with your numbers, but with your demeanor, your attitude, your willingness to do whatever it takes.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. But that's not the AD. Like, we had expectations for him after they won the championship, and we're still waiting for that.
Right.
Still waiting. Like this should not – I said it before. Like, you don't need LeBron James to beat the Sacramento Kings. Stop it. Like, and some of these other teams, you just right. Every time I look at it, well, they don't have LeBron. So what?
It's Detroit,
right? You got AD. Agreed. What are you talking about, Chris? Right. You only need two players in the NBA, two.
Certainly to beat the also Rans.
That's what I'm talking about, to beat those teams.
Yeah.
So I don't even want to hear that, and we just haven't seen enough of that. And, you know, stop grabbing. Every time you fall down, you're grabbing something.
Right.
You know, all that.
Right.
God. Okay.
Get up slowly.
You fell down.
Right. I'm with you. And, Rob, it wasn't too long ago that I think it was a legitimate discussion. Who's better, Giannis or AD? It's not even a discussion anymore.
No. Not
even
close.
A question. I mean, a lot of people would say they're not even on the same level. Granted, AD is top 10 player. A lot of people wouldn't even say they're on the same level anymore.
Yep.
All right, so, all right, AD, we're looking at you. We're hearing you. Step it up, brother. All right, an hour left. Lock it.